It is impossible to tell if hundreds of millions of dollars in provincial growth fund spending is value for taxpayer money, according to the Auditor General. John Ryan's report released today raises concerns about a lack of transparency around how some of the $3 billion has been allocated and the establishment of a so-called fund within a fund that seemed to have different criteria applied to it. It also found projects had been tagged for funding before due diligence was complete, and it was difficult to assess the value of the jobs created. The report says evaluation is critical given the fund's ambition, size and profile, and the public is entitled to know how well the PGF has met its objectives and what benefits it's delivered. Auditor General John Ryan says even though the Provincial Growth Fund is a work in progress, there are some areas that still concern him.
There is some reporting of funds that have been given out to different projects. There are some reporting about jobs, although we've commented on the report that that's a very difficult number to verify and to see whether it actually meets the requirements of the fund. So what we are expecting is that there's much clearer reporting consolidated across the fund about what was expected, where we're out against that and what's been achieved.
So just to be clear, it's not possible to tell whether it is succeeded in good returns on investment, whether it has met its objectives of creating high-quality, sustainable jobs and also enabling Māori to realise their aspirations. Those are some of the core goals set out for this particular fund. So based on the information that is available now, it's not possible to tell whether it's a success in those areas.
Yeah, what we say in the report is that obviously the fund is still a work in progress. All the money hasn't yet been allocated and it certainly hasn't yet been spent either. What we're expecting at this stage is to be able to see all the projects that were funded, what was expected of each of those projects and what's been achieved against that expectation. But ultimately, what we need to know is whether there's value for money in $3 billion of public spending, and the plan needs to be in place to evaluate that now.
So we don't know yet whether it's a good investment of the $3
billion. We don't know yet, but I don't think we can expect to know yet. I think what we can expect to know is how the progress towards the goals of the fund are going, and that's not yet clear.
Okay, so for example, today the Minister Shane Jones released information suggesting that more than 13,000 people are employed in PGF-related jobs. Can we tell how accurate that is?
I haven't looked at announcements today from Minister Jones. The reporting that the fund has been doing on jobs has been collected from applicants. We comment in our report that it's a difficult number to measure, full-time, part-time, whether they're high school jobs, whether they're sustainable jobs. That's not obvious from the reporting today.
So it's not possible at this point in time to break down the quality of jobs, nor how many have been created from the information that was available to you?
I think we see the reporting that the PDU, the Provincial Development Unit with an MD, is doing on jobs. That's collected and reported. That's one measure. I guess what we're saying in the report is that it's a very difficult number to measure, and while there is some reporting, it doesn't give quality of job, it doesn't give skill level, it doesn't give sustainability.
So in your view, in that area, does it fall well short of what your expectation would be?
Across all areas, I think we would want to have seen better reporting against what the fund was set up to do and a collective reporting against all the objectives of the fund at this point. But the other point we make is actually the fund isn't due to be evaluated yet, although that's shortly to start. We want to see a plan for the evaluation, which I think will ultimately answer the value for money question, which $3 billion should be able to be answered.
Okay, well, on that subject of evaluation, there was supposed to be an evaluation by the end of 2020, and I see in your report that that has been postponed until mid-2021. Is that acceptable? People are going to be voting in an election shortly. Is it acceptable for that report to be put off for a significant period of time?
So I know that the Provincial Development Unit is working on their evaluation plan. We had expected that might have been further developed by now, but I do recognise in the report that COVID has diverted attention and activity in the fund, and also obviously interrupted much of the work that was being done. So I think they've reset that timeline. The point that we really make is that to do a good evaluation, you need to be thinking about that right from the start in terms of the contracts you let, the information you gather, and we would have hoped that work would have been done by now.
So what, poor planning?
No, the fund initially was required to evaluate by Cabinet in 2020. I guess when the fund was set up and when financial contracts were let, some of the thinking about evaluation may not have been front and centre in their minds, but we'd expect that to be in place by now, and that's one of the recommendations we make in the report.
You discuss in the report the fact that approximately $70 million was set aside for so-called manifesto commitments, and that was handed out for certain projects. What problem do you have with that money being ring-fenced in that manner?
I highlight that in the report. It's $70 million that was described as for manifesto commitments or emerging priorities. It wasn't clear to us how you might apply to be considered as that part of the fund. It wasn't clear how those projects were assessed against the criteria for the rest of the PGF, and in fact whether they actually met the normal criteria that would be required for projects to be funded. And the last element that I think separated it from the rest of the fund was that normally officials would recommend to ministers whether the project should be approved based on their assessments. So for those projects, there was no recommendation made.
Sorry to interrupt, but so were they just picking favourites?
I don't conclude on whether they're picking favourites or not. I point out that if there is parts of the fund that are managed in a different way, then they actually need to be transparent with that. That's $70 million of taxpayers' money, and I think all spending should be transparent about how decisions are made about it and what it's spent on.
And that is the Auditor General, John Ryan. The Minister in charge of the Provincial Growth Fund, Shane Jones, told our reporter, Joe Moyer, he's seen no evidence officials haven't been transparent about the money being spent.
Any notion that the Provincial Growth Fund decisions and allocations have been surrounded by fog, I've seen no evidence of that.